And time now for the Friday Financial Feature with Ruby Lougheed Yanni, the Senior Financial Advisor from Lougheed Financial Planning, Manulife Securities Incorporated. In for Ruby today, it's Hannah Rintala. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning. Berkshire Hathaway held their 2017 annual shareholders meeting in Omaha, Nebraska on May 6th, and my colleague Ruby tuned in for the live event. The company's founder, chairman, and CEO, Warren Buffett, as well as the vice chairman, Charlie Munger, spent the day in Q&A with 30,000 shareholders. This stamina is remarkable for an 86 and 93-year-old. Mr. Buffett opened with his signature introduction. "That's Charlie. I'm Warren. You can tell us apart because he can hear and I can see." What's more remarkable is the humility Mr. Buffett demonstrates and the wisdom he imparts. Mr. Buffett is known for championing a long-term investment horizon and value investing as opposed to get-rich-quick schemes. Currently, Berkshire has $96.5 billion in cash. Why? Because they're patiently seeking to acquire businesses that meet their strict criteria for acquisition. Namely, these businesses must have a long-term competitive advantage with consistent profitability, little or no debt, good returns on equity, strong management teams, and be offered at a fair price. When asked how he identifies good businesses, Mr. Buffett used a medieval analogy. He said that companies are like economic castles. In capitalism, people are going to try to take the castle from you. So you want a moat around it, and you want a knight in that castle who's pretty darn good at warding off marauders. Charlie Munger replied, "In the early years, we were young and ignorant. We bought horrible businesses, which were unfixable, and we learned." When asked about his investments in companies like Wells Fargo and American Express that have hit rather bumpy roads, Mr. Buffett made it clear that it's not Berkshire's habit to abandon businesses that have problems, because sooner or later, all businesses experience difficulties. Instead, his goal is to help them deal with their struggles responsibly and humbly learn from them. Mr. Buffett's approach is to readily admit when a mistake has been made and then quickly identify the problem and the lessons to be learned. He responded that Wells Fargo is still a great company, but it made a serious mistake. The scandal at Wells Fargo had to do with their incentive structure. Clearly, there was an incentive system built around cross-selling a number of services per customer. Well, it turned out that that was incentivizing the wrong kind of behavior. He went on to say, "We didn't buy American Express or Wells Fargo or United Airlines or Coca-Cola with the idea that they would never have problems or they would never have competition, but we did buy them because we thought they had very, very strong hands. As believers, we understand the virtue of humility because we read about it in the Bible. Proverbs 22:4 says, 'Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life.' And in Proverbs 10:23 we read, 'Doing wrong is like a joke to a fool, but wisdom is pleasure to a man of understanding.'" During the shareholders' annual meeting, Warren Buffett made an interesting comment regarding cyber terrorism. He mentioned that today cyber attacks are a more likely threat than nuclear weapons. In fact, he stated, "I don't know that much about cyber, but I do think that's the number one problem." He made these comments only 6 days before a global ransomware cyber attack created chaos in 150 countries, leaving 200,000 victims, including Britain's hospital network, Germany's national railway, as well as numerous government agencies and companies around the world. It's also thought-provoking to recognize that it took place on the same day as our last financial feature, which was focused on protecting against financial fraud. Since we don't believe in coincidences, we can clearly see the hand of God at work, warning us to be aware. I mentioned last week, as we shed light on sin, it loses its power to deceive us. We serve an awesome God. During the long Q&A period, Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger had much to say about many topics including IBM, Amazon, succession planning, 3G capital, reporting nightmares, laying off staff in China, just to name a few. Charlie Munger said, "Continuous learning is the key to their long-term success." What about you? What do you attribute your success and failures to? Proverbs 3:5-7 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil." Be blessed and have a great weekend.